If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose.
Welcome back. That's from my favorite holiday CD, and I play it all year. I play it in July. Louis Armstrong and Friends, What a Wonderful Christmas. It is my great joy to have back in, not this studio, but on the show, Jonathan Pitts, the co-founder, and Tyler Green, the artistic director of the first annual Chicago Podcast Festival, because this is a fascinating world to me. I'm going to be further enlightened by Shannon Kaysen, whose podcast is called Homemade Stories, and Arnie Nykamp, whose podcast is called Hello from the Magic Tavern. Welcome, guys.
Hey, Rick. How's it going?
Thanks for having us.
Good to be here.
You got
to
tell a very quick story, John, that you told me off the air.
Sure.
I am beyond fascinated with your father.
Oh, yeah. My dad used to be a performer with Ice Capades. He was in it for 15 years, and it was him and a chimpanzee that skated.
Now, there is the basis not only of a film, there is the basis for a great short story.
Sure.
And there is the basis for a podcast. How did it go last night?
I was working in the office taking care of all the details. Tyler can tell you how it went last night.
It was great. The energy was really high at the Promontory in Hyde Park, which is where we intentionally kick off and close the festival so that we're not just in one neighborhood here in Chicago.
That's a great
Chicago's
a
beautiful
and
city.
A great place.
As many places as we can, and that room is gorgeous. So we had Bullseye with Jesse Thorne, who was one of the people that really championed podcasting kickoff. Dwayne Kennedy was there doing stand up. We had some guys in New York doing a Kanye West podcast called The Book of Ye. It was wild. It was wild. We were there from 7 o'clock till about 11:30.
What was it like? What was the audience like?
They were excited. There was a buzz. Like we've talked about before, podcasts are a niche thing. So when people come to a show, they're coming, for the most part, as existing fans. And what was really cool about last night was they took that energy and they saw, say, Bullseye, but then they stayed and they experienced Black Girl in Ohm, which is a show here based in Chicago. And that, to me, is what this is, one of the big things this is all about.
Well, the podcast world is not only mysterious, it's mysteriously intriguing to me. Shannon, how did you get in this whole thing?
It was that kind of intrigue for me, too. I got an iPhone, and I started, as easy as that, I got an iPhone, started listening to podcasts a little bit.
How would you find them? This is another interesting thing, because it's a world of tens of thousands of these things out there. Would you just sample, or would you say, hey, I want a podcast about pizza, I want a podcast about feminism?
Well, that is one of the things that I suggest to people who are not familiar with podcasting, that podcasting is not a difficult or complicated thing to get into, though there are some people who perceive it as such. It really isn't. Just go to Google, type in whatever your favorite subject is, and then add the word podcast after it, and something will be there, and you'll be able to start listening. And then you can try out other things. A friend of mine who heard me in Scotland, who I used to improvise with in college, did that, and now she's listening to three different podcasts in Scotland because she did that. So it's that simple. Podcasting seems all wild, confangled, but it's not. It's just niche radio on demand. Whatever you're interested in, there's somebody talking about it with a really good point of view, and you see what you like.
That's really well put. What did you first listen to, and what convinced you, Shannon? That guy sounds like an idiot. I can do this. That guy's not very funny. I'm funnier than him.
I don't know him, but I like his show, Marc Maron.
I thought he
sounded like an idiot, and I could do that if I wanted to. I don't know him. No hard feelings against him. But Bill Burr, I was listening to him a lot, listening to This Is a Switch, The New Yorker Fiction. So I was listening to those in The New Yorker Fiction, and I wrote, and I said, well, I got a little education with audio, and I'll put my stories on my tape recorder. And I mean, not tape. See, that's how old I am. My recorder, my computer, and started a podcast. And Homemade Stories has been going since 2009, which is a long time in the podcast universe. That's a long time.
Are there rate? You know, it defies the notion of regular broadcasts. I mean, do you do it once a week, once a month, whenever you feel? Twice a week?
Well, for me, I do it twice a month. But it's kind of, I don't do it at a regular interval, but it's twice a month for my show. My show is very personal. People get to know me, my family get to, I've gone and visited other families throughout the country who just have connected with my podcast. So it's a medium where people really get a connection with you, just connection to your voice, your family, and how much you let them into your life. That's my show.
Describe if you were pitching Homemade Stories to a movie producer in the famous one-sentence pitch. What is it?
Well, okay, it's a storytelling podcast about one storyteller, basically, and that's me. So it just goes deeper. Like, I do The Moth, which is a popular podcast, Snap Judgment, popular, Risk, popular. But you hear the one story, then you wonder about that person. Where can you find them? So if I do those shows, somebody can go to Homemade Stories, and they'll go through all the stories that I let out of my life.
How many stories are up there now after 7 years?
I got 90 stories. Wow. So 90 different shows.
We will figure out what Hello from the Magic Tavern, a name that I love, is right after a short commercial break. Thank you guys for coming in here. This is Rick Hogan filling in as best he can for Bill and Wendy. Telling you, Archbishop Blaise Supich, they actually have the pronunciation here, wow, becomes a cardinal. Dina Bear on WGN-TV News reports from Vatican City. Watch special coverage on The Elevation this weekend on WGN-TV. Now, this guy could have a podcast, don't you think, the cardinal?
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Hey, it could be called Now I'm a Cardinal. We'll be right back. The co-founder, Tyler Green, the artistic director, Shannon Kaysen, whose podcast is Homemade Stories, Arnie Nykamp, whose podcast is Hello from the Magic Tavern. Both of those shows you can see Saturday at the Athenaeum Theater as part of this incredibly ambitious and I think intriguing as hell first annual Chicago Podcast Festival. Arnie, what is Hello from Magic Tavern, please?
It's a very high concept. It's a comedy improv podcast, basically. The premise is I play myself, a fictional version of myself. I have fallen through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago. It is specifically the Burger King at the intersection of Irving Clark and Clark. Pretty close to where the old IO Theater used to be near Wrigleyville.
Well.
I fell through a dimensional portal behind there into a magical land that's sort of like Middle Earth or Narnia. I'm still getting a slight Wi-Fi signal somehow, so I upload a podcast that I record every week in this tavern in a magical land. And it's really just an excuse to have improvisers from Chicago. We have so many great improvisers here. Come into the studio, play a character like a unicorn. We had Peter Sagal on as a unicorn.
Sure.
Or, you know, some sort of royalty.
Do you tell them what they're to play, or does Peter just get inspired to be a unicorn?
It depends. It depends. I mean, the show is completely improvised. The only things that we sort of plan beforehand is I have the guests email me about three very simple ideas of what they might play, just so we don't do repeats of something we've done before, just to kind of keep variety, basically. And then sometimes if they don't know what they want to be, I'll sort of pitch them a couple simple ideas. Like, we want to keep it simple because we want to discover in the room together, collectively, like, all the details of it.
Interesting. It sounds a little like a totally improvised Studs Place from Studs Terkel's old legendary pioneering TV show. And I like the notion of podcasts for both of you guys, and you too, John Tyler, is there is a risk-taking involved here. Not as if they're unformatted, but it is a sort of high-wire act. Is it not? A lot of podcasts?
Well, there's definitely an unscripted nature to all of them.
Yeah.
But I think that's part of what makes it such an exquisite art form. And, you know, and then for people like Arnie and the other people that are on Hello from the Magic Tavern, drawing upon the great improvisational talent that we have here in Chicago, that's a whole population of artists already used to high risk taking dancing around and making things happen. So, you know, certainly within Chicago, we have a ton of people who can do that. And then because of the storytelling movement that's so strong in Chicago, you also have another population of artists that are very used to either improvising stories or knowing how to refine their stories on the fly to where they're still exquisitely made. And I, part of the reason I think this podcast mm-hmm. festival works so well is that we have really strong performance artists in improv and theater and storytelling in the city. And this festival of podcasting draws upon those strengths all the way across the board, allowing them to intersect. Whereas otherwise we have an improv festival, but we don't always have storytellers there. And there's a theater festival, but we don't have improvisers or storytellers there. Great thing about podcasting is this really is a place where everybody can intersect and grow and learn from each other and just really show off the talent that's in the city and the talent that's around the country.
Now, obviously, one of the other draws for this first Chicago Podcast Festival is that radio, to me, is an astonishingly intimate medium where you because you have to imagine what the person talking looks like, where they're sitting. Your imagination really does take flight. Are people coming to this to actually see what you really look like? Do you think that's going to be part of the crowd? I'm intrigued by that.
I think absolutely. I mean, yeah, audio is so intimate. And also, like, I think it's the same with radio as with podcasts, probably with TV. Like, the shows you keep coming back to are the ones that you just really like the personalities, and they sort of become your friends, really. I think that's probably what's so great about Shannon's show is it's just sort of like over time you're like, I like Shannon. I'm really invested in his life.
I'm a lot of people's best friend. You know what I'm saying? I'm a lot of lonely people's. No, I'm just playing. A lot of people's best friend, though. And it's cool because people do feel like they know you. But many times, you know, you have to say, hey, you know me. Sure. I don't know you. Sure. I would
yeah,
like
right.
to
yeah. back
what's
up,
your name?
Back up yeah. a few steps. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No. I just want to know a little bit about them. Yeah. So that's the thing with me. I do get into conversations with people. Like I stay pretty accessible. So when I am able to do a show, I do like being on stage as well. So I like performing on stage and I like telling stories. I've seen you tell your stories on stage, Rick, and I've enjoyed watching it as well as hearing it on the radio.
Oh, that's very nice of you.
Yeah, yeah. When you did it with the video screen and were able to tell stories. So those things, I think, just bring it to that extra element for the listener and for the people who really, really follow your show and new listeners as well, too. So
yeah.
they can learn what storytelling is.
Yeah, I don't do this as often as you guys do, but I'm also curious about I know it isn't. It's got to be a very rewarding creative experience to create and perform a podcast. Is it financially viable? I mean, that has got to be. I know it. No one can be, and not everyone can be Marc Maron, but I would think that some end game here is to make it financially viable enough so you don't have to drive a cab, that you don't have to. Is that the next sort of state? There are a lot of people who make a lot of money doing podcasts, and then there are a lot of people who make nothing.
Well, a lot of it is the things you do outside of the podcast, you know. So I do podcasts, and I have sponsors for the podcast that
do you?
Pay.
Okay.
But as well, I do storytelling workshops, so I'm able to do those for corporations or for companies, and I do story slams for a company within there.
Oh, interesting.
You know,
interesting.
So those things work for me as well to bring in more financials, because it is true.
The podcast becomes kind of a calling card.
Yeah, you're sitting in a closet making a podcast. Yeah, you don't make much money from that unless Marc Maron, Bill Burr, you know, big things.
Yeah.
But there are some other things you can do as well. So,
Arnie, what about for you?
Yeah, I mean, we've actually have learned a lot about this over the last year, because we kind of went from being sort of a small little passion project here in Chicago.
Right.
We got picked up by a bigger podcasting network called Earwolf, which is a big sort of comedy podcasting network. And so we sort of have, you know, a bigger audience now. And we definitely have like access to sort of bigger sponsors and things like that. And the answer is that it seems like even at the higher levels, you know, we're probably like medium, like higher medium now. It's not, I mean, There's not a ton of money.
Yeah.
Like, I could only guess at what Marc Maron makes, but I bet even Marc Maron doesn't want to live off of just what he makes off
gotcha.
The podcast.
Gotcha.
But the podcast, you know, rejuvenated his career.
He's
got TV shows, and he's touring the country more than he was before.
Yeah. It seems it can be this kind of calling card.
Yeah,
this is fascinating, gentlemen. I'm in here with Jonathan Pitts, Tyler Green, Shannon Kaysen, Ernie Nykamp, all talking about the ChicagoPodcastFestival.org. A lot of shows tonight, shows tomorrow. That's it then. Or Sunday also?
No, nothing on Sunday.
So it ends with Rick Kogan. The whole adventure ends with Rick Kogan sobbing on stage at the Vidim Theater with Susan Messing and some host who I don't even know who it is.
Sarah
Susan
Thayer.
Asked me to do it, and I love Susan. We got to take a break, and we'll get some more with these fellows after the break and after the news.
Every gal strutting with her bow through the streets covered white with snow. Happy smiles everywhere you go. It's Christmas night in Harlem. People.
Now there's a guy from many, many years ago. I'd convinced Louis Armstrong to have a podcast all his own. Just be called Louis Armstrong Sings. Anybody want to listen? This is Rick Kogan filling in for Bill and Wendy for about another 20 minutes. They will be on from 1 to 3 from a charming bar in Beverly. My guests, Jonathan Pitts, Tyler Green, Shannon Kaysen, Ernie Nykamp. We've all been talking about the first annual Chicago Podcast Festival that runs through Saturday. It ends with me crying on a stage at the Vidim Theater, or not crying. Go to ChicagoPodcastFestival.org. You guys are performing tonight, right?
Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night. What night is it? Friday. You're performing tomorrow night.
Yeah, Saturday, 7 o'clock at the Athenaeum Theater. They can come see Homemade Stories and Hello from the Magic Tavern in the same show. So you get both these shows for one ticket price.
Wow.
And both these shows have some really great special guests. I'll let them talk about it.
Who?
Well, I'm having Dame Wilburn and Archie Jamjohn. All of us, including me, are Moth Grand Slam winners, so we're all love storytelling and just going to bring our stories to the stage.
Mm-hmm. And we're very lucky. We're going to have Scott Adsit, like the great Chicago improviser. People might mostly know him from 30 Rock.
Yeah.
But also, man, if you ever were lucky enough to see him in some of those Second City main stage shows that he did, he's amazing. And he's in so many movies and TV shows now.
Big Hero 6.
Yeah, but but he's in so much stuff now, but it doesn't even begin to scratch the surface of like what an amazing what a range, like a really physical, funny, like crazy performer he is. So I'm really excited. Yeah, you should come and see Hello from the Magic Tavern, because you're going to see a guy dressed as a wizard, a guy dressed as a badger, and then Scott Adsit play some crazy thing.
No unicorn?
No unicorn. We should have gotten Peter Sagal to come back as a unicorn.
And I would add, too, I think that having these two guys at the same 7 o'clock bill is intentional. And in that Shannon show and Arnie show probably couldn't be more different. And so the point there is for Shannon fans to come and see Shannon and then see this crazy show that they would never expect, and vice versa. And I think that this is a perfect example of what we're trying to do with this festival. So if you haven't seen a podcast before, come to this show tomorrow night at 7
o'clock. This show is going to give you the feels, and it's going to give you the
laughs. And the breath. The creative breath of this entire thing. You guys must be, you two, Tyler and John, must be frazzled.
Lots of coffee, Rick. Lots of coffee.
For me, chocolate espresso beans.
And you two fellows, Ernie and Shannon, is it difficult to get guests? I mean, when people, you know, think podcasts, they think, well, I'm not getting the and most people only come on the radio for exposure. Is it difficult, or do they get it, or do they? It feels to me that podcast is about to make a leap into a brand new territory where people are going to understand what it is, that it's this fascinating creative outlet that has a considerable amount of not just oral freedom, but creative freedom.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think it can be a little tough, but I mean, podcasts are so like, so big now that, I mean, Obama was on Marc Maron's podcast.
Right.
And so I think there are a few people that wouldn't be a guest on a podcast. It's just a matter of putting in the legwork to get them. Yeah. You know, we're lucky to pull from Chicago's huge and very talented improv community. And there's just lots of really just awesome, talented people in Chicago, period. But when we try to get sort of bigger guests, you know, from outside of Chicago, it can be tough. Like, yeah, when someone comes to town, you know, a comedian comes
like
to town.
Like Seth Meyers is in town now for something.
Yeah, he'll probably be in town very briefly.
Yeah.
So it's a little hard then. And you know, I've chatted with a bunch of people who come through town. They're like, I totally want to do it. I'm literally flying in and flying out.
Yeah.
If you were maybe in LA or New York, it'd be a little bit easier. Right. So sometimes we go out there to try to record some episodes there as well.
I think I so admire you two, Shannon and Arnie, for actually doing it, and for you two, Jonathan and Tyler, for orchestrating this whole thing. I think it's a wonderful, wonderful. You know, you can't afford. Not everybody can afford it, like in the old days, to have a storefront where they can perform or do this. This is the future. I really, really believe that.
I say it's a very democratic art form.
No question.
Because everybody can do it. It's then just a matter of whether how it gets distributed to different people.
Exactly.
But, you know, everybody can do it, and it's available for everyone to do it. And that's one of the things that's amazing about it. Also, unlike some of the other entertainment mechanisms that are, there are not a lot of suits in the way of the separating the creator and the content.
No
kidding.
You know,
we're talking about all the off the air, all the different podcasts we could theoretically create, and you could. All you got to do is do it, and then if people like it, they'll respond. As
you
opposed
guys,
to making a pitch to be seen by somebody, to be seen by somebody else, to be seen by somebody else, and then by the time it's all done, it looks nothing like what you had in mind. Here, when Shannon's doing his show, it's exactly how he wants it to be.
Yeah.
When Arnie and the guys are doing Hello from the Magic Tavern, it is their show, it's their heart, it's their belief, and that's part of what's great about all the podcasts.
As all of you know, and as I know, creative freedom is a really, really hard to come by. I greatly admire all of you. Ladies and gentlemen, go to chicagopodcastfestival.org. Pick a show you want to see. Tomorrow night at 7 at the Athenaeum would be a fabulous one, but there are others. And get yourself into this brand new world. Gentlemen, thanks a million.
Thanks,
Rick. Thank you.
We'll be back after a short break.
Come cry.
Don't watch me cry. I don't know if I'll cry. Who knows?